EWA-517, do you want to report a UFO?
Negative. We don't want to report.
Ares 31, do you wish to report a UFO? Over.
Negative. We want to report one of those either.
Ares 31, do you wish to file a report of any kind? Over.
I wouldn't know what kind of report to file, sir.
Ares 31, me neither.
There 71 Papa Golf, go ahead.
And was anybody at above us to pass us like 30 seconds ago?
There 71 Papa Golf, negative.
Okay. Stop this. It's a UFO.
Yeah. Hey, it's Merger 295. Yeah, something just passed over. Don't know what it was, but it's at least 2,000-3,000 feet above us. Yeah, it passed right over the top of us.
911.
You guys busy? Do we just call about the UFOs we saw?
Mm-hmm.
They're out there, taking airplanes.
And a dispatch. Bob, I swear to God, 4 calls in on an unidentified object over Liberty.
4 calls.
4 calls on an unidentified flying object.
Let's not take a look. All right, we'll check it out.
Welcome to UFO Chronicles, a place where people share their experiences of the strange and unexplained. If you've had an encounter and would like to be on the show, you can email me at ufochronicles@gmail.com. Hello everyone and welcome to the show, wherever in the world you are listening from. And I hope you're all having a good week. I'm Nick Hunter and you're listening to the UFO Chronicles podcast. And if you enjoy this episode, please leave a ratings and review wherever you can, as it helps the show to be more discoverable to new listeners and future guests. So on to tonight's guest, we welcome Alicia from the state of Texas. And in the early hours of October 17th, 2021, Alicia was awoken up at 3 a.m. to the sounds of a dog's barking and a strange light coming in through her bedroom shutters. Alicia up next. If you enjoy listening to the podcast and would like to help support my work, there is a couple of ways to do this. Either you can join Patreon and become a patron of the show for as little as $5 a month, or you can donate via PayPal. And if you like, you can set up monthly reoccurring payments. All links to support the podcast are below in the show notes and on the website. Any help is extremely appreciated, and it helps the show to continue running. Now, on with the show. Hello and welcome to the show, Alicia.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be able to finally get to talk to you.
It is great to have you on, and you're calling from Texas.
Yes, I live in West Texas and outside of between Imperial, Texas and Fort Stockton.
Out in the bush. Okay. Now, Alicia, your encounter occurred in October 16th of 2021.
Yes, that's correct.
Would you like to start at the very beginning for us, please?
Yes. I woke up at 3:30 in the morning to my dogs barking, and I saw some orange light outside, which I thought was possibly a fire out in the field. I didn't know what else it could be, so I jumped up and got dressed and took my phone and went outside, and it was a big orange orb that was coming in from the Grand Falls area, and it was just floating in. And I just sat there and watched it. And then when it got right up to where I was, it stopped and it just went down slowly and it landed on our property, but behind our fence line. And we have a lot of brush out here. So once it went below the trees, then you couldn't see it anymore. My place, I guess it's under 400 acres. It's 380 or something like that. And I never could get to where it went. It's very hard around here to get through the brush, and we killed a 6-foot rattlesnake out in the back, so you have to be careful, you know, at that time of year, because the snakes and stuff are out, and the coyotes.
Did you say 6 foot?
Yes, 6 foot. As tall as a 6-foot man. Yes, and I'll send you a picture of it.
Good God, 6 foot.
Yes, sir. They're big. They're huge. It was 6 foot. Right. came in right through my backyard and everything. So let's see. We've killed about 3 or 4 snakes and everything, but I think I have it pretty well handled now. And I have 3 dogs now, and they don't like snakes and stuff, so they keep things out of the yard pretty good. So, you know, I haven't had any more problems with snakes coming into my backyard. And I killed a 4-foot one not too long ago, right before the cool air started hitting. So I got it with a shovel, luckily. But I mean, they're not hard. They're hard to kill. They're very, I don't know, they're just very strong and rubbery. I mean, they're really hard to break through, you know, and everything. But I was holding it down with the shovel because I didn't want it to strike at me. And so I just held it down till I had it pretty well killed and everything. So anyway, yeah. Yeah, you have all kinds of things around here. Like, you know, on my road, we have coyotes, and a lady out here got bit a while back by a coyote and had to have rabies for I don't know how long and everything. So I'm careful when I get out around here. I love to walk and stuff, but out where I'm at, there's nothing out here but brush. So you don't really know what you're going to encounter. And then my husband, we have another farm over in another area. So we've got 2 farm areas, but they're in 2 different locations. But I'm here with my dogs and everything. But oh yeah, I'm pretty well protected here and everything like that. But I love it out there in the country. And this house is very old and it's haunted, and everybody knows it's haunted, and everybody's scared of this place out here but me. But I feel very comfortable here, and I feel very welcome by the spirits here. But the house is about 80 or 90 years old, so.
An old place. And you've experienced things actually on the farm as well.
Yes, I have. And, you know, I mean, I know I have spirits and things here, but mainly it's these objects in the sky. And I saw another one just like that a few weeks ago, but it didn't come all the way down to my property. It was down towards the Grand Falls area. But I was watching it in the sky, and it went down and landed somewhere over there. The thing is, I don't know what it is. It's like it looks like the moon or the sun. It was the most beautiful orange I'd ever seen. And it was just slowly, you know, coming across the sky. And it was about 3:30 in the morning. My dogs woke me up because I could see all this orange light. I have plantation shutters on all my windows. I have like 23 windows here on my farm, and I've got these plantation shutters. So when that orb or whatever was coming in, actually I could see it coming through my window, and I thought there was a fire out in the field, and my dogs were going crazy. They were outside that night. So I went out there and I had my camera on my phone, and that one dog, Buster, kept jumping on me. I don't know. The dogs were just so panicky, and it was like they knew something was going on. And so I was trying to film it. And so the pictures I took still shots from the film that I filmed, you know, and everything like that, because I was trying to keep my arm level as it came in. But it came in, and I was hoping it would land out behind where I could walk out to it, but it went down behind the fence line out there. But it was big. I mean, it was like as big as my barn. It was huge. And I don't know what it is. You know, I mean, I've seen one more since then, and that's been it. But I know it freaked my dogs out. And a friend of mine here, she's a volunteer for the fire department. She said, you should have called me that night. She said, the dogs all over Imperial were going crazy. And she said, I was awake because I couldn't sleep with all the dogs barking. And she said, I wonder if they were picking up on that. And I said, I don't know. But I wish somebody else had been here to see it with me. But no one else saw it. I mean, they put it on Facebook. I'm not on social media or anything. But my friend, she put it on Facebook, but nobody here spoke up that they had seen it.
Right, right. Of course, you know, looking at the map, you know, there's nothing really around. It's just acres of land, isn't it?
It's just land, and you have a lot of oil wells out here and stuff like that. But like on this land we're on, I mean, it goes back and back and back. But you're talking about thick brush. You don't know what's out there, you know, and I've been warned, don't be going out there, you know, by yourself, because you don't know what you're going to walk in on.
Sure.
And we did have a big mountain lion out here a while back that was creeping around here. And I got it on film going across the field and everything. But so, you know, you kind of have to be careful. You just can't go out and look for stuff out there. And two, it's hard to get through the brush. It'll cut you.
Sure. Especially you've got all those rattlers slithering around.
Oh, yeah. That's another thing. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's another thing. But there's just a lot of strange things out here. And I'm out here where I am, you know, they had all kinds of settlers and stuff that came through here, you know, and there's a lot of history with the Pecos and the Pecos River and all that. You'd have to Google on that to read. But there's just a lot of history with all of that and everything. So it's a very interesting area. It's a very old area. It's not really a township or anything. We have one school here that's for kindergarten up to 12th grade. And we have a post office and we have a little store, convenience store. And that's it. So the closest town to me to go to like a store, it would be Fort Stockton, about 35 miles away. And then, you know, then we have Midland and Odessa. You know, if I want to go do major shopping, I can go over there. But nowadays, you've got Amazon. And frankly, I can save more money just getting it on Amazon than driving an hour and 20 minutes to Midland. But I've seen some more orange orbs like that. I mean, on the internet, what do they call those things that people fly? You know, I'm trying to think of the name. They fly in the sky and stuff that spy on people. What do they call those with the cameras?
Drones.
Drones. Okay. Well, you know, this friend of mine, she goes, maybe it's a drone. And I showed it to a retired sheriff. And he said, no, I don't think so. But his grandson, I don't know, is really into drones and stuff. And so they showed it to him. And he said, no, it's not a drone or anything like that. So, you know, I don't know what it was, but it was beautiful. And I hope I see it again. And, you know, I wasn't afraid. I had a very calming feeling. And I think we're going to see a lot of things this new year. I think, you know, the Navy's already come out about the UFO. And I just think we're going to see a lot of things. And I feel like I'm going to get to see it even in my lifetime because I'm 62. And I feel like I will get to see some things before I'm gone.
Yeah.
But there's a lot out there we don't know about. I mean, there's so much out there. And, you know, I mean, I listen to the Dogman shows, Bigfoot shows, and, you know, my husband, he always gives me a hard time. But when he saw those pictures, he said, well, I'd given anything if I'd been over there. I would have liked to have seen that, you know, and everything. But I don't know. It's just out here at night, it's so dark because we don't have any street lights or anything. And like where I'm at out of here, you know, they don't even deliver mail. You know, I have to go in to have a P.O. box. Because they do no delivery out here. There's no trash pickup or anything out where I'm at. And so you either burn your trash or you haul it in, you know, there to town. And you pay for that with your water and all that bill and all that. But anyway, where I'm at out here at night, it's like so dark, but it's so beautiful because you can see just every star in the sky. When it's clear, you know, it's just gorgeous, just a blanket of stars and things like that. And so I'm not afraid out here, you know, and I hope I see some more things. I'm ready.
You know, there's a lot to be said for living out in the country, away from people, you know, mm-hmm. away from all the craziness.
Yes. And actually, I feel safer here than when I go down to South Texas to see my daughter that lives in, you know, a pretty big area. You know, I feel safer here where I'm at. And everything. And I feel like my house is very protected here. And, you know, I've had different people tell me, well, you know, there's spirits here in this house. And I said, yeah, I know. But, you know, I don't pick up anything bad. You know what I mean? But I just feel things here. And sometimes, you know, I'll hear a door or something, you know, but it doesn't scare me and stuff. So it might be the lady that used to live here. She's buried on the property. And I'm going to be buried across the road. You can, where I live at in Texas County, you can actually bury someone on your land and you don't have to cremate them. So I'll be buried here on my property and everything. But the lady, she's buried here with her horse that died.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And I wish I had more to tell you on the orb, but that's what happened that night. You know, it just came in and moved real slow and then landed back there. And as it went down behind the trees, it was just like, it was almost like watching the sun go down at night or something. It was just beautiful.
You know, it doesn't sound like a drone at all. I get a lot of videos and pictures sent to me every week of drones.
Mm-hmm.
And, the video that you sent and the pictures, it doesn't look like a drone at all. What kind of size would you have said?
Well, it was big. It was huge. I mean, because at first when I saw it, I thought, well, gosh, is that the moon? But it wasn't the moon because the moon was on the other side. You know, and the moon's not even that orange. But it was big. As it got closer and landed, there on the property out behind the fence line. I mean, that thing was as big as my barn, which is pretty big, you know, and everything. I'm not really good on size and everything, but it was big. I just wish it would have landed where I could have walked out to it. And I would have. I would love to see something like that. And I saw a lot of things when I was down in South Texas. You know, I lived on the Gulf Coast, and you would, you know, we'd be at the beach and stuff at night, and you would see things come in, you know, to the water and stuff, and they disappear, you know. And I believe that, you know, there's UFOs that are, you know, under the water. Maybe they have some bases under there. And I don't know, this area I live in is just really weird, because over there on that FM 1053, at a certain point, the road's sinking. It's like a big sinkhole. And eventually, I guess they're going to have to close it down. But there's just certain areas around here that are just like sinking. It's just really, I don't know, it's just a really weird area. And I don't know what's causing that.
And a few years ago, there was also, it was two rabbit hunters, and they witnessed an upright, hairy creature near the Pecos Coast River.
Yeah, it's right out here where I am, just right off of this road. Yeah, I mean, that's the road I come in and out of when I go into Fort Stockton.
And there has been talk of Bigfoot sightings and strange lights, you know, in the same sort of vicinity.
Yes. And if you watch, if you ever listen to Sasquatch Chronicles, he's got an interview. It was done quite a while back, but he's got an interview with a guy that lives over here in Crane, which is 20 miles from me, that's in law enforcement. And the other guy was from the Odessa area, and they were training in San Antonio with their dogs and stuff. So they had their K4s, and they had their Suburbans. They were coming back in, and I think they had two of them, and they were coming back at night, and they were coming back. They were outside of Fort Stockton coming through I'm trying to think of the name of the town, and I'll think of it in a minute. But there's out there, there's like nothing out there. You know, you go through one town and then you drive for like an hour or an hour and a half before you hit Fort Stockton. So if you're going to get gas, you know, you better, you know, get gas and everything like that. But out in that area, something came out and was chasing them and staying up to speed with their vehicle. And I guess it was a Bigfoot. I don't know. Maybe it was a dog man. I don't know. You know, there's all kinds of different things, but you should listen to it. But it was on there, and you have to kind of look through there and stuff, but you'll see the guys from West Texas that were law enforcement and everything. I mean, they didn't stop, but they said the thing was on two legs, keeping up with them. I think they were going like 70 miles an hour.
Well, it was keeping up with them then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just right outside of, it was between Ozona and Fort Stockton, which is nothing out there. It's nothing but like desert. And that's the last place I would want to break down, let me tell you.
I bet. You know, Texas isn't always the first place you associate with Bigfoots, but there are plenty of reports, well, all across the United States, really, but certainly do get a lot in Texas.
Right. And, you know, there may not be as many here in my area anymore because, you know, it's hot and sometimes we don't have a lot of rain, you know, and, you know, water and all that kind of stuff. So today, I don't know. I've never seen anything like that. So I would like to, but I've never seen anything like that out here in my area. But it'd be the perfect area for it. But I think because we don't have a lot of rain and stuff and a lack of water, I think it'd be really hard for something to survive unless they found water around at some of the farms and stuff on the.
And maybe it's migratory path, maybe, you know, they're just passing through.
Uh-huh. But then you get up to Alpine, which is mountainous and everything. And I think they've had some things up there because that's up around the Marfa. You've heard of Marfa, Texas, right, with the UFOs?
I have, yeah, the Marfa lights.
Yes. Okay. Well, Marfa's not all that far from here. You know what I'm saying? So you have Alpine and Marfa and all that. So, and I've never been over there. I would love to go. But there's a lot of strange things that happen over there too, and everything. I'll just put it this way. Where I live at, I wouldn't be out here walking around by myself, not just with snakes and things, but I mean, just with anything, because it's so dark out here and you can have light, you know, on your home, and I have a floodlight in the back. But I mean, it's just so dark and, you know, and brushy and stuff around here. So you don't know what's going to come out and stuff, but I'm not that brave to walk around here at night.
And you got the dogs as well. So they're a good early warning system.
Yeah, they're healers. Uh-huh. And they're pretty good and everything. I mean, they let me know if you know, anything's going on out there. And anytime a car comes down here or anything, in which we don't have a lot of traffic, because unless somebody cuts through here, you know, and just wants to cut through here instead of going on the main highway. But yeah, they're real good. But yeah, that night they were really disturbed about, if you listen to the video, you get to see the video.
I did. Yeah, I've seen the video.
Okay. And the dogs, you could just tell they were just very stressed out and everything. I just wish it would have landed where I could have seen what it was. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've never seen anything like that in my life. You know, I've seen some strange things, you know, in the sky, but I've never seen anything like that. And it's just gorgeous, beautiful, you know. And like I said, I had a good feeling. No, I wasn't scared or anything.
And your friend said that night you saw the orb light, the dogs were going crazy in town.
Yeah, she said all over town, because she grooms dogs. And I don't know, I guess some of the people that came in, she was just telling me, she said, you know, the dogs were crazy all over town that night. And she said, I wondered what was going on. And she said, I couldn't even sleep. She said, I was up. I wish you would have called me. You know, so now I know if something like that ever happens, I'll call her. But, you know, I just didn't call anybody because it was 3:30 in the morning. And I just, like I said, I showed it to somebody that was a retired sheriff and a friend of mine. She's justice of the peace. And I was showing it to her. And we were just, like she said, there's a lot of strange things around here. There's just a lot of strange things out here, and you see all kinds of stuff at night in the sky. But I think we're gonna see some things, and I think eventually, I think our government's already in contact with them. Actually, I think the government's been working with them for years and years.
Yeah, I believe so.
Right, and you know, like I said, I'll, you know, if I see anything else, I mean, I'm hoping some other things happen. I'll definitely, you know, get in touch with you. And if anything else should happen out here, I'm really feeling like there's going to be all kinds of things that are going to be happening this year and everything. So I'm just really excited to be out here. I tell you, if they needed a base to land on, I got plenty of land out here they could land on.
Yeah, you want to put like a little landing pad on your property.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm telling you, this would be the perfect place to land out here if they wanted to be covered and stuff like that and no one to see them or anything like that. But yeah, I think there's going to be all kinds of different things happening. And I don't know, you know, my husband always tells me I'm a little bit different, but I'm just very spiritual. And I just believe there's a lot of things out there. I believe in the law of attraction. I believe whatever you put out, you get back. And that's why I always try to put good things out there, because, you know, I want good karma to come into my life and everything like that. So I've had a really interesting life. I've had a blessed life, and I try to be very positive. And I pretty much say to myself, you know, and do a lot of reading and things like that and everything. I really love being out here, you know, in the country. And people, you know, that I know that live in the city, they're like, oh my gosh, I would hate to have your life, you know. It's nothing out there, but I like it because it's quiet.
Yeah, I agree with you. But just, you know, just be careful. You know, if you do see something, it's late at night, and maybe it would be a good idea to call your friend if you need to.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. A very small area here, you know, and you'd have to come to see it. It's just a lot of people that see it think it's the end of the world, but it's different strokes for different folks, you know. I like it. I have a good life here, and I have a peaceful life, and I enjoy it. Everybody watches out for everybody around here and stuff. And you have dogs, and you have a shotgun or a gun, and I have a shotgun. So, you know, and everything. I have not had any problems out here, and, you know, knock on wood, it's been good. And I really feel like I feel like the spirits here watch over the house. I really don't worry about anybody bothering me because I really feel like I'm very protected here. Because I'm telling you, a lot of people are scared of this house. I don't know why, but, you know.
It's got a reputation as it's being the spooky
property. I guess so. I really, you know, the lady that housed it for me, I mean, when I go out of town, I have a lady that comes and stays here and watches my dogs and everything. And just she sleeps here and stays here. And she's scared to death, so she always has her sister-in-law come with her. I don't know why she's afraid, but I mean, people are just really spooked here. But like I said, I felt like this house, I feel like I've been here forever. You know how you just go somewhere and you feel like it's you? You know, you belong there. That's how I feel.
Yeah, yeah. You feel comfortable there. You feel part of, you know, part of the land.
Yeah. Yeah, you find all kinds of interesting things out here. My husband found a mammoth skull with teeth and everything. You know, I mean, there's so many interesting things out here because out here, the ground and everything, things pretty much are petrified. You know what I mean? They hold up well underneath the ground and stuff like that, the way it is out here. So you find all kinds of weird things.
Yeah, a mammoth. Good gracious.
Well, I know. He's got it at his farm. I'm gonna get a picture of it and I'll send it to you.
Yeah, do that. You know, that might be worth quite a bit of money for the museum.
It probably would be, I guess. And he's got several of them and everything. But yeah, I'll take a picture of it and send it to you and everything. It's really interesting. Not telling what you'd find out here. You know what I mean? Like out here, some of these areas, nobody's even been out here. It just goes back and brush and brush and brush and stuff like that. So who knows, you know, what's out here and the people that lived here a long time ago that, you know, passed through here and things like that. It's got a really interesting history here.
Interesting. Yeah. You never know what you find when you start digging.
You really don't.
Wonderful. What I'll do is I'll put your pictures and your video on the website with this episode so the listeners can go and have a look what you saw that night.
Okay. And I'll keep my eyes out and see if anything else happens. Sometimes I sit out in my swing, you know, out there and watch and everything. But the two times I've seen it, I wasn't looking for it. So my dog, you know, got me up to see it. So anyway, like I said, it happened pretty late both times. And like I said, somebody goes, well, maybe that was a drone or something, you know, somebody with drugs or something, you know, that people say all kinds of things. But I sat out there that night for an hour afterwards and there was no traffic or anything where it landed. I mean, you couldn't hear anything. So, and then later, somebody goes, no, that's not a drone. There's no way it's a drone because I had different people looking at it and stuff. So a drone like that would have been millions of dollars, somebody said, you know, for something like that, that big and everything.
Yeah, it would have been a higher level type
right.
for that kind of size. And of course, you saw it come down, but you didn't see it take off.
No, I never saw it take off. And I stayed out there to see if it was going to take off. And I just sat out there to see if anything was coming in there. But I had one other time, and I think one picture, and this was like 2 years ago, and my husband told me it was probably a helicopter, but I don't think it was a helicopter. That's when my dogs were puppies, and they were a few months old, and they were going crazy, and I was sitting on the back porch, and I saw a light up there in the sky, but it wasn't orange like this one was. It was like a light. And I saw it coming down and everything. And I saw it land out in the field and it was all lit up. And actually, I thought there were people out there hog hunting on our property. So I called my husband and I said, there's something going on out here. You know, I'm seeing lights and stuff and it's on our property and everything. And he goes, okay, well, I'll be on over there. So anyway, then I saw like something coming up towards the fence line, like a light or something. Like something coming up, just floating up that way. But my husband, as soon as he pulled in and shined the lights back there, it's like it was gone. And so my husband said, no, it was probably a helicopter. There were probably helicopters out. And I said, no. I said, this thing did not make any noise or anything. And I really don't really talk about that a whole lot because I don't know what to say. You know what I mean? But that's what I saw the first time. So I've had three different things happen to me. But I had one picture of it and I took it through the screen and I have it on my phone and I can send it to you. But it was just like a light in the sky. But I don't know, but it was like there were people out there and there were lights and stuff out there. You know what I mean? Like movement and stuff going on. And that's why I really thought it was people that were poachers out here hog hunting or something, because they come through here. You know, we have some people that say, hey, we'll come, and they want to try to get rid of some of these hogs because they're really mean and stuff like that. So we've had some people that have asked permission to go way, way back there and do some hog hunting and stuff like that. But that night, nobody was supposed to be back there. But then my husband came, you know, he's like, oh, no, it's okay. It was just a helicopter. So I don't know. I'm telling you, there's just a lot of strange things out here and stuff like that. But I felt whatever it was, if I hadn't called my husband, I felt like whatever it was going to keep coming up. Like it was like something floating up to the fence, to the, where the gate was. And it was not too far from the gate. And then my husband pulled in and it just was gone. So I don't know, you know, maybe something, you know, I don't know if it was alien or what, but it was just the weirdest, weirdest thing.
Introducing the High Strangeness Coffee Blend by Redacted Coffee Company, a medium roast of the Brazilian kind. This medium roast offers flavors of chocolate and vanilla combined with a distinct fruity taste and a unique sweet floral aroma. The experience of High Strangeness doesn't end there, with a sweet butter aftertaste that doesn't fade as your coffee cools. This coffee regains its flavors all the way through your cup, ensuring it truly is good to the last drop. The veteran-funded, employee-owned Redacted Coffee Company and UFO Chronicles podcast have partnered together to bring you the best coffee on and off the planet. Get 20% off your first order now at redactedcoffee.com/UFO. That's redactedcoffee.com/UFO. Or follow the link below in this episode's description or click on the banner of my website. This podcast is fueled by coffee oozing high strangeness. So what are you waiting for? Wake up to the strange.
And I don't know, I started having things as a child happen to me, you know, and you don't talk about it because people think you're just dreaming or something. But do you have time to listen?
I sure do.
Okay. When I was a little girl, I was about 6 or 7 years old. My mom had to go out of town and she had a babysitter that we stayed with. This lady lived way out in the country and there was nothing out there. And she had a very old house. It had no air conditioning. So she had these big windows and she would leave them open at night where it could be cool and everything like that. And I remember always being scared out there. And I remember the next morning when I woke up, I was rolled up in the sheet like a mummy and I was under the bed, like pushed under the bed, and I couldn't get out from under the bed and I was crying and screaming and she came in and got me out. It was like I was just rolled up and just shoved under this little twin bed. I don't know what happened. I don't remember that happening to me. I just remember waking up in the morning and being underneath that bed. And that started when I was little. And then, you know, as I got older, things happened and I would see like things coming into my room. And this was in my early 20s and stuff. And I had my one daughter and she was little then and everything. But I was having a lot of female issues. And the reason I'm talking about this, because I had all these visions where I was taken on a, like on a ship. And like they were doing stuff to me, but as soon as I had a hysterectomy, everything quit.
So you think there could be a connection between the two?
I think so, because as soon as I had a hysterectomy, everything quit because I was scared to death. It's like, you know, the only thing that I ever saw that came in and it came through my sliding door, and this was when I was living in South Texas, it just floated through and it was like a lime green head. And I remember it being there. And I remember I was so scared and I had my daughter in bed and I was like froze. I couldn't speak. I couldn't move or anything. And then I don't remember anything after that. But then I would have these visions of like I was being, like a needle was being put in my navel and things like that. I was just having a lot of female issues. And I don't know, it was very disturbing. But then I had a hysterectomy at 26 because I was really having problems. And the doctor said I needed to do that. And as soon as I had the hysterectomy, all of that quit.
Just like that.
I know it sounds crazy. I wasn't going to tell you about it, but, people talk, and I've never even told my husband because he wouldn't believe it. But I'm just telling you, unless I hallucinated all this stuff, I had all kinds of experiences and stuff where that they would take me and do things to me and it hurt and everything like that. And I had this one other deal, and I don't know if it was a dream, but it didn't feel like it, where I was on this spaceship and it was beautiful. It was like, I had glass all around it, and I was sitting like, it almost looked like a captain chair, like my dad had on his shrimp boats, they have these captain chairs you sit in. And I remember being presented with a book, and they said, if you could see any place from space, what would you like to see? And I said, the Swiss Alps. And it's like they took me over the Swiss Alps, and it was beautiful from space. Maybe that was a dream, but that's the only thing I remember as far as being on there. But I don't remember what they looked like. I just remember somebody talking to me and looking out these windows from space and looking at the world. And that's everything that's ever happened to me that I remember.
It's not unusual for people to come on and they tell me that they're seeing these lights in the sky, and they do exactly the same. They say, I wasn't going to say this, but when I was younger, and sometimes right. It kind of makes sense then, because the experiences they have happening now correlate mm-hmm. with things they had in their past.
Well, it just bothered me because with my daughter, I was pregnant with twins. And when I went to the doctor, they told me I was pregnant. And then I thought I was miscarrying or something. I was having problems and cramping. And I went to the hospital and I thought I'd miscarried or something. They said, no, you're still pregnant, because they were going to do a DNC. And the doctor said, no, you're still pregnant. But I know, what happened to the other fetus. So it was like, I was pregnant with twins. And after that, I had so much trouble female wise that I ended up having a hysterectomy. But it was just, this was all in my early 20s. It was just very, very disturbing and stuff, and you just kind of feel like you're losing it. But as soon as I had that hysterectomy, I never had any of that happen to me anymore. And I was almost kind of relieved, because it was scary at times, and it hurt.
And you said that, you'd have these experiences and they would have needles.
Yeah, like a needle going through the navel. And then I almost felt like they were doing an examination, like when you go to a gynecologist, where they put something in there, cold and everything. It was metal and cold feeling. And I remember that in the needle and everything. But I think they're using women and stuff and fetuses, and I think they're doing all kinds of things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. And all this things started happening at a very early age.
Right. I mean, like I said, with 7 years old, and then in junior high, I was always, I don't know, we lived in an old house and on Greenwood, my parents bought, and these people from Yugoslavia had owned it, and they had a lot of spirits in that house. And there was a door. I had two doors in my bedroom. One went to the hallway and one went to the living room, the formal living room. And I wanted my dad to seal the door off, because at night, I had my bed pushed up against the door because I was so scared that I would hear the piano playing. And I would hear like there'd be a party going or something, but there was nobody in there. And then we had a garage apartment that went with the house, and somebody was living over there renting it, and they would say they would hear men down in the garage. Well, the Yugoslavian guys used to stay down there and do their nets, and they'd all be down there making nets for their shrimp boats and talking and laughing and stuff. And so the people that rented over there said, that place was haunted and they heard noises and stuff. And there was just a lot of activity that went on at that house over there. People had a lot of parties. They had, when people died, they had the body in the living room in a casket. They didn't have it at a funeral home. You know what I'm saying? Those people from Yugoslavia, they would actually, have their loved ones there at the house. And one person I knew said when they were a little kid, they had a body that they put in their room because they didn't have anywhere else to put it. And that kid had to sleep in there. And they were from Yugoslavia. And I was like, oh God, that would have scared the crap out of me. But you know, that's what they did. They brought the, they'd have the body there in the house to view. That house I was scared of. I mean, and my sister, her bedroom, she swore to God that when she looked through the keyhole, because it had those old fashioned doors with the keyholes, you know, just like my house here has the old fashioned wooden doors with the old fashioned knobs and the keyhole where you used to have a long key to lock it.
Right.
And my daughter was looking through the keyhole in her closet and she swore up and down. She saw a witch in there stirring like in a pot, stirring a brew and looking up at her, laughing at her. And, you know, she always wanted to stay in my bedroom. My sister was 2 years younger than me. She would offer to pay me money to my bedroom. She was scared of her room. And her room did have a bad feeling. You know, I mean, it just, I didn't even like that room. And it was a room that had doors that went out onto a patio. And my parents ended up making a cabana with like a hot tub and stuff. So you could walk through those doors and go out to the hot tub and everything. But that room, I mean, I even lived in that house after I was older and my parents had already built their other house. And I never wanted to stay there by myself because it just, I didn't feel comfortable there like I do here. See, that's the difference between that house and this house. I did not feel comfortable and easy.
Well, it could be that, you know, in the place you are now that was owned by the old lady, she's obviously very comfortable about you being there. You know, she's happy that you're on the property and looking after the place. So I think that has a lot to do with the way people have certain feelings in certain houses.
And I haven't changed anything. I mean, the house has hardwood floors and I've tried to preserve everything. And I love this place. And I'm an animal lover. She was a big animal lover and she was a big dog lover. So I think you're right. I feel like she's happy I'm here and she knows I love this place. And like I always tell the spirits here, y'all are more than welcome to stay here with me. You know, it's okay. You know what I mean? And so I guess they do their thing and I do my thing. But yeah, I feel very safe and very protected here. But that house down in South Texas on Greenwood, it was a beautiful old home, but I don't know. It just, I felt like somebody had actually died in there, committed suicide. And I don't know if that ever happened or not, but that's what I felt like. That's what my spirit, you know, we all have like a spirit of discernment and no one ever said that. And I never talked about it, but I always felt it in my spirit that someone had committed suicide and died there.
Yeah, very possible.
Yeah.
You know, so really you've kind of been surrounded by these types of experiences your whole life.
Yeah, I have. And like I said, I'm a hysterectomy. And now, like everything quit back after that. So I haven't had any more UFO things. And, you know, when my daughter and I traveled to Europe, we went to Scotland, to Edinburgh. And, you know, we stayed in bed and breakfast and stuff. And I had one thing happen there where we stayed at this lady's house and she was a really sweet lady and had a beautiful home there. And she gave us a bedroom and it was almost like a little apartment, you know, and it had a bathroom and it had a fireplace in it. And oh, I loved it. It was just wonderful. And I remember one night, my daughter and I were sleeping together. She was 2 years old then. And I remember waking up and seeing like this little girl floating on top, like floating up above us. And it was like a little girl. She was beautiful, had blonde ringlet hair, and she had blue eyes and like a dress with a petticoat underneath it. And I don't know if it was an angel or what, but it was the most beautiful child I'd ever seen. Or maybe it was somebody's child that lived there. I don't know. But it was, the little girl was dressed back in another time period.
That's interesting. You know, Scotland is very, very old, you know, and there's a lot of haunted places up there, believe it or not. And I know a lot of people that have visited Scotland and had some form of experience up there. And it's a beautiful place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my friend Maureen that lived over, she lived in Hull, over there in England, Hull in North Humberside. You know what I'm talking about?
Hull, yeah.
Okay, well, her husband, he used to be a chef and he worked on some of those big ships and stuff down in Texas. And so I met her when she came down and everything. I got to meet her. She believed in UFOs, and she was with me when we were on over at the beach when we saw those lights in the sky and stuff. And I mean, she was a big believer in UFOs. And so I spent some time with them over there, but I never saw any UFOs or anything. But the only experience I had was with that little girl. And, you know, and it could have been my daughter's guardian angel. I really don't know. But it was the most beautiful child I'd ever seen.
And wearing period clothing as well. Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. That was over in Edinburgh. Like I said, it was a very old house. And, you know, a lot of these old homes have a lot of history. You know what I mean?
If all the dead were to stand up in Edinburgh, it'd be one hell of a population problem.
I'm telling you, big time, big time. And there's just, I don't know, there's just so many things that have happened, you know, I mean, strange things. And I had a friend that passed away this last, he passed away in July, but I didn't know he passed away. He lives in another area. And we were staying in contact, you know, this and stuff. He was a good friend, and I hadn't heard from him. And I remember one night, I just woke up out of a dead sleep at 2 o'clock in the morning and was thinking about him. And it was like, I felt like his spirit was there in the room with me. And something told me to Google, and I Googled, and there comes up his obituary. So I called his brother, I guess a day or two later, to talk to him. And he was like, how did you find out he died? And I said, no one told me, because I said, I'm not on social media, but I said, I just woke up thinking about him and I felt his spirit here telling me he was dead. And I said, and then I pulled up, you know, pulled up his name and his obituary came up.
Wow.
Yeah. Now that I feel a lot. That I have, what do you call it? The spirit of discernment. Like, you know, you get around people and it's like, sometimes I feel like I'm a human x-ray machine. You know what I'm saying? If I get around somebody, and I'll tell my husband, you know, if you're going to do business with somebody, let me see them first and talk with them, because I can tell you if they have a darkness around them or if they're good. You know, I'm always been on the spot with people, you know what I mean? And, you know, there's some people that, you know, I've been around that they have such a dark cloud around them. And then there's some people you get a really good vibe about and stuff. So I've always been really good about that. But I do have things that come to me about people, and then I'll find out later it's true. So I don't know exactly what you call that, but that happens a lot. Or, you know, I'll be thinking about somebody and they'll call me, you know, and everything like that. But that happens to me, you know, a whole lot with people and stuff like that. I'm just very, like I said, I don't let just anybody in my circle and everything. I'm just very cautious with who I'm with and stuff, because I don't know, just because of the energy reason. You know what I mean? If I'm going to be around somebody, I want it to be positive, good energy, not negative stuff.
Yeah, you should only surround yourself with people that have positive energy, no negativity. You know, it's just brings the whole house down.
It does. It does. You can make or break somebody's day just with your attitude and how you are with people and everything. But I try to put out good stuff for people. Even people that, you know, maybe did me wrong or something, just, you know, forgive them and move on and stuff like that. Because, you know, people come in our life. Some people come in, you know, our life as teachers. Some are here just for a season and they're gone. Some are here to be in our life maybe forever. But the people that you have the most difficulty with are usually your greatest teachers.
Right.
They really are.
Exactly, yeah.
And they're teaching you something. And I believe, you know, I want to get it right, because I feel like I'm an old soul and I don't want to have to come back here to Earth. You know what I mean? I want to go somewhere else, you know, but I know I've lived here before.
I want to learn my lesson now and not have to return.
Right. Yeah. And I think that's the way I feel is, you know, I feel like people are going to, they're going to keep coming back till they get it right.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. I've told you more than I was expecting to tell, but it just feels right, you know, but I mean, a lot of this stuff, my husband would just think, oh my gosh, you're so out there. But, you know, he doesn't believe in Bigfoot or anything. I mean, we went to Alaska and everything, and I mean, we didn't see anything, but he doesn't, you know, believe in Bigfoot. I would have liked to have gone camping, but he's not the camping type. But I would have loved to have gone out there camping and stuff because I love hiking and I love the woods and things like that. I love doing things like that. And I would love to go spend some time out with the people that are out there, you know, looking and stuff like that, out there in the woods for Sasquatch and stuff like that. I mean, there's just so many interesting things that we haven't discovered yet. You know what I mean? And
yeah, I would like to do that as well. I would like to go out and have a good look for one. But, you know, the reason why they've remained and probably remained around for so long is because they're so good at what they do and living in their environment.
Right, right. And that's, you know, and they want to be left alone. And I think that's why they get aggressive, because they, you know, people are cutting trees down and stuff. And before you know it, everything will be developed and you won't have any woods anymore. But I'm just saying that I think that, you know, I believe in that, and I believe in Dog Man. I mean, okay, well, we talked a lot longer than I expected we would, but it's just, you know, I've had so many different things through my lifetime happen and stuff like that. So, yeah.
It's fine. And I bet your husband, you know, even though he doesn't believe in some of this stuff, he wouldn't change you. And I'm sure he wouldn't have it any other way.
No, he wouldn't change me. And he told me, you know, if I saw it, I would believe it. But he's one of these people, he has to see it to believe it. But, you know, like I told him, I said, have you ever seen God? And he said, no. And I go, well, you believe in God, don't you? And he goes, yeah, but you haven't seen him. So I told him, I mean, there's a lot of things out there that we haven't seen yet. It doesn't mean it's not out there and things like that. I just think so many things are going to come forward in the next few years. And I think this year is going to be a real interesting year. It's 2022. I really do.
Yeah.
I really do. And my mom always tells me I should write a book or something, you know, but I wouldn't even know what to write. But she always told me, you know, you've had so many different things happen to you. My mom believes me. You know, she said you ought to write it all down on paper and everything like that. But I'm telling you, so many strange things. And I mean, you know, have you ever had an out-of-body experience?
No, but my mother has.
I have. One of my ones I could remember was when I was real sick and I was in Houston in the hospital, and I remember being out of my body. I'll tell you something that happened. Okay, I was out of my body, and they have the Houston Ship Channel. I don't know if you've ever heard of the Houston Ship Channel, but that's where all the ships come in to Houston that bring in stuff from other countries, you know. They come in and dock there, and it's a very busy port. I've never been to the Houston port, and I don't know anything about it down there. I just know of it. But when I was in the hospital, I was really sick, and I remember leaving my body, and I remember like being down around the Houston Ship Channel, and it's like I was floating, and it was like these sailors were drunk and they were trying to grab my feet. It's almost like they could see me. You know what I mean? They could see me and they were trying to grab my feet. And I just remember being around the Ship Channel, and I remember seeing this restaurant, and it was beautiful and everything. And I thought, wow, that is so nice. And so later I Googled, and there is a restaurant that I saw down there, and I had no idea this restaurant existed there, and I've never been to it, but there was a restaurant there on the Houston Ship Channel, and it was beautiful. It had all the woodwork and the fireplace and stuff, just like I saw when I was out of my body. And then I remember floating around the hospital and floating down the hallway, and this nurse, like, she saw me and she screamed. And then I remember them opening my door in my room. And then I remember that being back in my body, because it's like I just, all of a sudden I was back. And it was like that nurse could see me, because I think some people can see stuff, you know. And then they checked my room. So I don't know if she realized it was me, or I don't know what you look like when you're out of your body. So I really don't know. But it's almost like she realized it was me, and then they checked my room and everything. And then, you know, that's when I woke up and everything, and she saw I was there and everything. But that's what I remember about the out of body experience. And I've had other experiences where I was out of my body, but the thing that the restaurant, you know, because I thought, if this restaurant really exists, then maybe I was really out of my body. Well, I had to be, because I didn't even know about that restaurant, and I forget the name of it. I'll have to Google it. I think they closed it down, but I'll Google it and pull it up and I'll shoot you a screenshot of it.
Yeah, that sure is interesting.
I think they had a write-up about it or something, but that's what I'm saying. It's like when you can actually describe something that you've never been to, then how do you explain that?
Exactly. Yeah, you must have. And if you've never been down there before.
Never been in the ship channel at all down there. But it was, anyway, it was this restaurant and it was there and they could see the ships coming in and out and stuff. But I'll Google it and everything. But yeah, so it's just all kinds of strange things out there. But, you know, life is interesting and it's fun. And, you know, I enjoy these things. It really doesn't scare me. I just wish I had more control over it. Like the going out of body. I wish I could will it and do it. This just happens spontaneously. You know what I mean? If I'm not one of these people that can just say, I'm going to take a trip out of my body. I wish I could, you know, and there's people that do remote viewing and all that kind of stuff. And they actually can do that, but I have no idea, you know, that I'm not like that.
It would be interesting to speak to that nurse to see exactly what she did see, whether it is, you know, maybe a gust of wind that went by her or she just saw a face and no body. It'd be interesting to know what she actually did see down that corridor.
Right. I know. Because it was like I was floating, you know, just down the hall and everything like that. And she just screamed. It's just, you know, it's like she saw me. And then, like I said, she opened my door and, you know, that's when I woke up. So I was back in my body because, you know, it almost feels like a falling. Feel like, you know, have you ever felt like you were falling and you jerk?
Oh, yes.
And that's kind of how it felt, you know, like when I came back in my body.
I've always felt when you kind of wake up from a dream and your leg kind of kicks out. I've always felt that. That's me jumping back in my body again.
Right. But I can't think of anything else. I think I've told you more than I expected to tell you. I mean, this stuff I've never told anybody because who would believe it?
Hey, you're not the first. You got to understand, Leesh, you know, this show is listened to by thousands of like-minded people.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, I believe that spirit will put me and connect me with the right people that I'm supposed to meet because I wonder to myself, what am I here for? You know, and I worked all my life and everything. And now I have a good life where I don't have to work. And I'm thinking, you know, what am I supposed to be doing? So I've been doing a lot of reading and spiritual work on myself and everything. But I really believe that the right people will come into my life. It's just, I'm such in an area where there's not people like me, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm kind of different, and you don't talk about this around here. You know, it's kind of a Bible Belt place.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean? So you don't talk about it.
So if you imagine, like, the things you're supposed to be here for, you've probably done already. You know, there's people you've come in contact with, and they've moved on. And so, you know, I think our whole lives are what we're here for, as opposed to one, you know, one particular accumulation of all.
Well, I feel like there's something else I need to be doing and I don't know yet, but I'll know when the time's right or when the right person comes into my path. You know, I'm just, you know, I'm not sure yet, you know, but it's a fun journey, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the world's been on standby for a while now. So, you know, you'll know when that time comes.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And everything. But it's been nice talking with you and everything. Sorry, I've talked your ear off.
Don't worry about it. This is what the show's all about.
Right.
Because people hear you and they can then relate to their own experiences and then, you know, that's how it snowballs.
Right.
Alicia, I really appreciate you coming on and sharing that for our listeners today.
Yeah, thank you so much. And thank you for taking time to, you know, listen to me and listen to all these things that happened to me over my lifetime.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. And, you know, like I said, be careful out there.
I will.
You take care of yourself and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, you have a great evening. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye now.
Bye-bye.
That is all for this episode. Keep updated and connected with the show on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. And if you have an encounter that you'd like to share on the podcast, you can email me at ufochronicles@gmail.com or you can reach out to me via the contact page on my website at ufochroniclespodcast.com. A big thank you to Alicia for sharing tonight, and as always, thank you all for listening. I will be back next week. Till then, stay safe and keep watching the skies. Goodbye.